Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back. It's Wake Up with Taylor. I am Taylor Guest. Today, co-host with me is Clay Aiken.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, boy. Hey. And right now, it's time for Foodie Fine. We're so excited. Cheese, 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 and more cheese. That's what I want in my life. I could live.
This is the only reason I came in this morning.
I know.
I'm going to go on.
You're such a schnara. Is that the right word?
What?
A haza.
What?
I don't know. I'm just using Yiddish. Hebrew? I'm just throwing it all
Yiddish.
Around. Yeah, Yiddish.
I don't think they make cheeses there.
No,
they
neither.
The goat, maybe, of some kind.
So you guys, right now for our Foodie Fine, we have Anthony Mangianello.
Hey.
I fucked it up, didn't I?
Yes. It's okay.
Say it.
Mangiello.
Did you just add it an N?
I added an extra N. He's the big cheese, a.k.a. the owner of Formaggio Italian Cheese, which it's cheese Italian cheese is
it
the name.
Is.
Of your
it
company.
Is.
Look at that.
Okay, wait a second. I just said that off air.
Oh, you did?
I said cheese, Italian cheese. You can't steal my jokes.
I didn't hear it.
She pretended she didn't hear it, but I said it real loud.
I have to defend you. He did. Thank
okay,
you.
Fine.
It's my joke.
Play favorites with Clay. So right now, we're actually Facebook Living from your Facebook. So go to facebook.com/Formaggio Italian Cheese, and you can watch us eat this delicious food. So
it's
not only
awesome.
Do you have to
I'm
listen
sharing.
To us eat, you have to watch us now
yes,
eat it.
Which can be frightening.
So your entire company is all about the cheese, baby.
It is. And I'm so glad you said that because that's like our tagline.
Oh,
it's
really?
All about the cheese. Yeah.
You put it twice in your name.
It
ought to be.
There you go. It's got to be. See, what we do is we make product the old-fashioned way.
Oh, hey.
We hand-stretch fresh mozzarella in the old-world tradition.
Mm.
We are an artisan company. We got 160-plus employees.
Wow.
Hand-rolling, hand-wrapping, hand-tossing, and hand-stretching all our fresh mozzarella
products.
It's
all about the hands.
And you do that right here in New York.
We do.
Upstate?
Upstate. I started in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Spent about 4 years in Brooklyn. Then I got a bigger place out in Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved up to the mountains, the Catskills, and we've been there since 2003.
Wow.
And you sell this in commercial or you sell it directly to restaurants?
No. Primarily, we sell in retail markets and club stores.
Okay, great.
But we are international. We sell in Japan, Taiwan, all of South America, all of Canada.
How do you make the cheese? I mean, I can't do it. I'll never do it at home. But how you say you hand stretch it? What does
we
that
do.
Mean?
What that means is when you take the curds, and curds could almost look like what you'd see in cottage cheese.
Okay.
And then when you introduce it to heat, you'll heat it up to a point where you can stretch it,
uh-huh.
almost like a rubber band.
Okay.
So at 130-degree core temperature, you can stretch this and mold it into any shape you want. But the key is by hand stretching it, you can tell if the pH is right. Because, you know, today it's a little bit different than years ago, and modern technology allows us to make it much easier and better.
Yes.
But hand stretching, if you need more hot water or less hot water,
right.
I'm sorry, I talk with my
hands.
No,
I like
this
it.
This is great.
No,
and you know what?
Sorry.
It's very appropriate for today's conversation, too.
Yes.
Because what you're saying is he's doing something creative, also, but that a computer can't take your job.
Yes.
Because you're saying that technology makes a lot of cheeses,
exactly
but if you
right.
want it to be good, you need to get somebody's hands. You all wash your hands, right?
Fresh, absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
Fresh mozzarella has changed a lot over the years.
Okay.
And I lived through a whole transition of when it went from fresh mozzarella into square block mozzarella, which we saw for many years.
Ew, yuck, I don't want square block mozzarella.
Believe it or not, it was a big thing back in the 70s and the 80s. And
really?
The late 80s, going into the 90s, all of a sudden, fresh mozzarella came back like a good fad of some sort would come back.
Mm.
Well, fresh mozzarella came back, and it's been strong ever since.
By the way, this is phenomenal.
So
I'm eating it right now.
Yeah.
And also, I love prosciutto, but I'm very picky about it, and this prosciutto is no joke. It is so good. So what do we have in front of us right now, by the
okay.
way?
Okay, you have our artisan wraps, which is a finger size piece of string cheese wrapped with authentic Italian meats. Now, the cool thing about the prosciutto is that's imported directly from Italy.
Okay.
Yeah, because we really couldn't find anything as nice as the quality that came from Italy in those products. The other ones are made here in the U.S., the pepperoni and the supersada, but we call those artisan wraps because they're rolled by hand. Our flagship...
You also called it string cheese, and I feel like that's probably not the Italian name.
There's a difference, and I'm going to tell you this. My dad's the one who created string cheese in the 80s.
Your dad invented
really?
String cheese?
He did. He wanted to
I love
create
your dad.
A nutritious snack for children. Ugh. Instead of, you know, potato chips and chocolate candy bars, he wanted something that was more healthy for them, and that's why he created that 1 ounce cheese
Can
stick.
You patent that?
No, that you really can. You can't patent that. You need a process, or you can't even patent a recipe these days. That doesn't
right.
happen. My only patent I ever had was stuffed crust pizza.
I was going to say, because you got a history. Don't gloss over that, because you
don't
are an American legend.
Yes,
you
this
provided
man,
something for us.
This man invented the
stuffed crust pizza.
He at 18 put the years cheese old, inside the crust.
There you go.
And then, but you patented it, and then I sold the patent to what?
Well, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut worked with it, and they did real well, and they sell billions of dollars worth of that product every single year.
Holy crap.
And just to know that it's still around. See, I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. And my cheese is my canvas. And I get to create all these different items. And that's what we try to do with Formaggio. See, you're eating a fresh marinated mozzarella bowl. And again, if it was at room temperature, it would taste so much better.
And you said that before we came on. You said,
listen, it's pretty damn good.
You recommend everybody eats their mozzarella, your cheese,
yes,
at room temperature.
You know why?
Why?
Because what's in there is natural butter. Okay. The way you make butter from milk and you make cheese from milk, you get a certain amount of churning that actually happens through the process. So there's natural butter inside that fresh mozzarella. So as it gets cold, it'll solidify like butter does in a refrigerator.
Right.
But if you let it slack out or come to room temperature or even heat it up by cheating in a microwave for 15, 20 seconds.
Seconds.
Oh my.
That's a long time. It doesn't melt.
Experience, it does melt. Okay. You got to watch it. The experience you'll have is completely different. I want everybody to be a cheese connoisseur and understand that the fats are in that cheese, the butter, and you want to eat it at room temperature.
Wow.
So the flavors change based on what? The pH, you said.
Well, no. The texture of the curd will change on the pH. The flavor of the mozzarella, the reason ours is better than everybody else's is because we stretch it by hand.
Yes.
The industry has changed a lot, and there's a lot of companies that have made fresh mozzarella a commodity product, and they use equipment to stretch the mozzarella, and they mimic. If you look at it, you see like an arm and fingers, but it has no feeling. It cannot tell if it's ready to be stretched or not, so they have to heat it up to very, very high temperatures, almost using steam, and then you blow all the fat out of it, as we say in the industry.
Wow.
But with us, we maintain it. We don't put it in. We just make sure it stays there naturally.
So you're one of the only companies that does it this way.
Honestly, if it wasn't that we copy what a man would do using a pot and a paddle, nobody else does it. Not of our magnitude, not of our size company. And that's what separates us from everybody else.
Wow.
So people who work for you have to be incredibly trained to understand as they're pulling what they're looking for. Everybody who works there is an artist of some kind, right?
Yes, they are. And I'm so happy you said that because that's what they need to be known as. I can go down on the floor and really appreciate what people are doing. I love making fresh mozzarella. I look forward to going to work every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's all about creating products and watching the products. Now, see, it's the expression on your face.
It's so good, by the way.
That makes me feel fulfilled. It really is.
Now, Anthony, where can people get your product? Can they go directly to your website?
We honestly don't sell yet. We're going to be setting up an e-commerce site.
Great.
But for right now, where you can get it is you can get it in Costco.
Okay.
You can get it in Sam's Club.
Okay.
You can get it in Walmart. You can get it in ShopRite and Stop and Shop and stores like that. Most of all the major supermarkets here on the East Coast we're in.
East Coast.
Yep.
Yep.
But we sell. We sell the Midwest and we sell Pacific Northwest. Seasonally, they come on and off. Like during the summer in the West Coast, they'll buy more product than they would necessarily in the winter. But on the East Coast, we're there all year round.
You're on your website. Is there a way to kind of know where people can get it in their area? Or?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So just go to FormaggioCheese.com. And you guys, if you're at the grocery store, like if you have a Costco or if you have a Stop and Shop, ask them for the Formaggio Italian cheese and they'll send you right there and you can experience the artistry that is
I've
cheese.
I've noticed, by the way, I'm totally glad that you've totally taught me how to eat my mozzarella.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Well, no, I take it out of the fridge.
Mozzarella.
I eat it. But as it's sitting here, even as it's been sitting here for a hot second, I can tell it's better.
It is
as
good.
As it's getting warmer.
It is.
More room temperature.
Delicious. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And also, thank you for putting cheese inside of pizza crust.
Right? Thank you.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How'd you come up with that, though, real quick?
Honestly? It was a mistake.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Brooklyn. I was dating a girl. I was 18 years old, and a mother asked me if I could make pizza. I said, I'm not a pizza guy, but I'm a cheese guy, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
Okay.
So I went to the bakery. I got two dough balls, but they were too small.
Okay.
So I put them together.
Okay.
I'm not a pizza guy.
Right.
So I knew how thin the bottom had to be, so I pushed all the extra dough to the crust. So it was as big as a cooked crust would be, but raw.
Right.
As it cooked, the crust just grew and grew and grew, and the pie in the center got smaller. But when I took it out, there was nothing wrong with it. It just looked funny.
Right.
So, cut it and ate it. And then when I bit into this calzone size Zeppoli on the end there, this empty crust, I said, you know, if there was something inside there, this would be great.
What?
And that is how stuffed crust pizza was born.
And you're the only reason I eat crust. That's the
Seriously?
Only kind of crust I eat because I usually leave it.
You is a genius.
See that?
Thanks, Anthony.
So you know his cheeses are good because he's smart.
He is the cheese man.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why they call me the big cheese.
The big cheese. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you
for
having
me. Thank you very much.
And you guys, we'll be back in just a little bit, so don't you go anywhere.